Kindness in Crisis: How to Support Someone with Addiction. Offering support with kindness and understanding can profoundly impact someone's journey towards recovery. As we observe International Drug Overdose Awareness Day on 31 August, it's important to recognize the role compassion plays in supporting loved ones dealing with addiction. Addiction can affect anyone, and knowing how to offer meaningful support can go a long way in fostering their recovery and well-being. Let's start by growing our understanding. Addiction is a complex disease that requires understanding and support. It's not just about substance abuse, but also about underlying emotional and psychological factors. Individuals struggling with addiction often face stigma and isolation, making support from friends and family critical in their journey to recovery.
What I try to do now, and I can't tell you I do it consistently and I can't tell you it's easy, is to say to the addicts in my life that I want to deepen the connection with them, to say to them, I love you, whether you're using or you're not. I love you, whatever state you're in. And if you need me, I'll come and sit with you because I love you and I don't want you to be alone or to feel alone. And I think the core of that message, you're not alone, we love you, has to be at every level of how we respond to addicts, socially, politically, and individually. For 100 years now, we've been singing war songs about addicts. I think all along we should have been singing love songs to them, because the opposite of addiction is not sobriety. The opposite of addiction is connection.
This is where kindness and empathy have a role to play. These powerful tools can be harnessed to support someone with addiction. They help build trust and encourage openness. Instead of judgment, offer encouragement and reassurance. Simple acts of kindness, such as checking in regularly or offering a comforting presence, can have a profound impact. Be mindful of your language when communicating with someone struggling with addiction. The words you choose can significantly impact their sense of dignity and support their journey to recovery. Avoid perpetuating harmful stereotypes. For instance, describing someone drug-free as clean implies a negative connotation with drug use. Instead, use neutral or positive language that does not stigmatize. Similarly, refrain from labeling individuals with terms like addict or substance abuser, as these can reduce a person to their condition. Opt for person-first language. Referring to the individual as a person with addiction respects their identity beyond their struggles. Listen attentively when communicating with someone struggling with addiction. Let them speak without interruption or criticism. Avoid focusing solely on their addiction. Engage in normal conversations about everyday topics and shared interests. Treat them with respect, recognizing their individuality beyond their struggles. This approach builds trust and shows that you value them as a whole person. Now, let's turn our focus to some practical steps for support. Firstly, it's important to take the time to empower yourself with knowledge about addiction. This is a foundational step in providing meaningful support. Familiarize yourself with the signs, symptoms, and various treatment options available. This knowledge will help you to have informed conversations and offer relevant assistance when needed. Next, set your intentions to listen non-judgmentally. A safe and non-judgmental environment is crucial for someone navigating addiction. Practice active listening by focusing on their words and emotions without criticism or blame. Sometimes, simply being present and attentive can make a profound difference in how they perceive their support network. If you have the capacity, you can also offer practical assistance. Beyond emotional support, offering practical help can greatly aid someone on their journey to recovery. Whether it's assisting with daily tasks, providing transportation to appointments, or helping them navigate healthcare systems, your practical support demonstrates your commitment to their well-being and reinforces their sense of being cared for. Last but not least, remember to navigate boundaries. Establishing boundaries is vital when supporting someone grappling with addiction. These boundaries serve dual purposes: safeguarding your own well-being and fostering an environment that promotes the individual's recovery journey. By clearly communicating these boundaries, individuals can protect their own well-being while fostering an environment conducive to the recovery journey. Supporting someone with addiction requires patience, understanding, and a commitment to kindness. By educating ourselves, offering practical support, and showing empathy, we can make a positive impact on their journey towards recovery. Thank you to TED Talks for the audio clip used in the soundbite. For more personalized support and expert advice, please refer to your dedicated toll-free number or send an SMS to 31581. Disclaimer: the information is shared on condition that listeners will make their own determination, including seeking advice from a healthcare professional. Errors and omissions accepted. Life Healthcare Group Limited and Life Health Solutions do not accept any responsibility for any loss or damage suffered by the listener as a result of the information provided.